continue now. And Simon said, hey, maybe we'll be able to finish this. Simon will come close to it anyway. We're discussing last time this issue of not barnat, over the sar behind why not barnat, the tera is mutter. We had different reasons. The Rashbos seemed to say because the flavor is weakened by the time it hits the flavor of the meat, let's say, in the case of the Gemara. We have a fleishige plate, which onto which person puts a fish, our fish, it was cooked on a grill, it was hot. And now you want to eat that piece of the fish, which was resting on the fleishige plate, together with kutach and mochel yadish. So we said it's mutter, not barnat that there, it's mutter, we pass like Shmuel, because by the time the fleishige flavor arrives and meets M-E-E-T-S, meets the milchig, and the kutach, so the flavor is weakened, so it's not strong enough to create possible challah. And that's what we mentioned. We mentioned also the different shittas we've shown him. When we apply not pranat, we have the shita of the Rivan, quoting Tosis, that not pranat, the kula does not apply when bishul, a question about tzli, the sefer truma. And we mentioned the Darkei Moshe here in our simon, in the Os Aleph, the Darkei Moshe says that one shouldn't set this up the chatkila to be makel and but if you cook the fish on the flesh of your plate, I'm sorry, cook the fish and put it on the flesh of your plate, that doesn't mean that's already been the oven, right? It's only once you mix it with the kutach in the oven. Okay, we spoke about that yesterday. We're up to 31, which is the sibbeis in the Simen Tzadihei, and the Ramor kind of resurrects, if you will, the sheet of the Rivan. The Mechaber writes, Beit Shoshin is bashal b'mayim b'kdeir choleves. Eggs that were cooked, parav, obviously eggs were cooked in a milchig pot. Mutter loses osa b'tocha tarangolos hafin l'chatchila. You can have it together with chicken in l'chatchila. Avol nis bashal b'kdeir imbasa, but it was cooked in a pot together with meat. Not that it was a fleshig pot, but it was cooked in a together with flesh. Afil b'klipa in razit shal, osa l'chol b'kuta. Okay, but basically the first part of the Mechaber, the egg which was cooked in a milchig pot, so you're allowed to eat it together with medium chatkila, because that's going to be a case, again, of not barnat. There was no actual iser, no actual basar or chalav in the mix. And therefore, it's a case of not barnat that tera and finishes mutter. However, I'm all right. The yesh machmirim, the chumra, but tzliya, ubishul, lesser, no sentam, bar no sentam. That's the Rivan. That's the other Rishon mentioned, the sefer truma and so on. Aminag lesser chatkila. Ramo says we're machmir chatkila, not to. Not to rely on not barnat, if it's the case of Tzli and Bishul, only in the case of the Gemara, Dogim Sha'olu Bekar was on the same plate, it was never cooked or roasted with it. However, there are Moyes, but with the Evan Mutar for Cholin, and however, the Evan, everything is Mutar. Again, there's only a Chumar the Ramo, because he basically says we accept the Chumar the Rivan, the Chumar the Sefer Truma. So if you have a Parva item which was cooked or roasted on a fleshy plate, and not with fleshig, no question. We're talking about not that it was just simply resting on a plate, but it was cooked in a fleshig pan or cooked in a fleshig pot. Okay, whether bishul or tzliya, in such a case, it's also to eat together milk with chatkila. That's what Rambam writes. We're machmir chatkila b'chinogum. Sorry, forget that. However, b'dafka lechol im cholav abosar atzmo, but that's only to eat it together with milk and meat. Avalitna b'klishon, to put subsequently put this fish or this food down on a fish or a plate, a milky plate, that's mutal chatkila b'chein nagu. Then he writes at the end, again, b'chein in lo nisbashlo on mitzlo tchila. Never cooked, it was never bishl, never tzli to begin with. Rak olo b'klisho b'osu, in the case of the Gemara, so then mutal ochlin b'chalavatsu b'chein lehefe, that's the ruling. So this is the position of the Rambam. The Taz, comments in Kotten Gimel, in Kotten Dalet over here, the Taz talks about, he says there's even another chumrah, even to put something hot, parv, on a fleshy plate. The fleshy plate is hot. You have a parv. Don't even put, even though dogim sh'olah b'kara, but he has a chumra, you should try even l'chatkila, not to even create the problem in the first place. In other words, don't even though dogim sh'olah b'kara, but that's sh'olah. I mean, it happened to the Yemen already, but l'chatkila, put the parv item, fish or whatever it is, which is hot, on a fleshy plate that's hot, cham b'cham. So that's going to be like sleep. So again, be based on the Chumrah of the Ramah. If you don't have that Chumrah, then it's not a problem. But if you follow this Chumrah, so the Taz says you not even put it on the same plate. L'chatchila, the Ramah said you can't put it on a plate. However, the Taz has a kula, but the only heter is olu. Okay, but But if everything is hot and so on, in fact, he says that the case of the Gemara, it's dug in the fish was hot, but the plate was cold. Okay. However, if you had the plate was also hot, or let's say the fish was cold, the plate was hot, that's mutter. But if everything's hot, the shnei mechamen adon v'akar also if he's there the habakin is bashal and mitzvah. In other words, what the Taz is saying is that the cool of the Gemara is to put or the cool of Ramah, you can put in the same thing. That's if one is cold and the other may be hot, but they're both hot, and you can because in this chumah that we treat like tzli or bishul, and we're machmer with those shitas, then we show them that they don't accept not pranat such a case. Then the Taz goes on, says the second point he quotes in the Marshal. This goes back to something we discussed on the year. He says even fish by itself, you shouldn't put on the fleshy plate because of the sakana, right? Then we say the fish and meat, according to one of those sakana. So therefore, we shouldn't put on the same plate because of the sakana. However, others disagree and said, no, the sakana is only when you cook them together and not when they're put together. And so we discussed that earlier. That's the shock with the Taz, right? For example, it's from Gimel. It's called Dalin. The Taz also has a chumrah. The lechatchil, you shouldn't put even a cold parm item on a hot inflation plate for the purpose of then eating it with milk. Again, the case of the Gemara, the guy put it down not for that reason. Right, it happened already. Dog him sha'ol of the car, and now he wants to eat the fish with milk. So he said that's okay, not bernat the terror. But to create the situation in the first place, to go ahead, says the Taz, to put the fish down on the flesh plate, knowing in advance you're planning to eat it with milk, that you're not allowed to do. Even if it's a cold parm item, you don't put a cold parm item on a hot flesh plate or a hot item on a cold flesh plate with the kavana to eat it afterwards with milking. Because then, again, if you did it, then we have the cooling them off. But the Taz says, "Rishu Machmer, not to create the situation to begin with." In fact, the Prima Gadim, but the Prima Gadim explains why. The Prima Gadim on this Taz explains why. The Mishpatot Zohar explains because we don't create not barnat lechatchila. Not barnat is a b'dievid. Okay, and he says, ke'en, not barnat creating not barnat lechatchila, sort of like ein batlis lechatchila. Right? Ein batlis lechatchila. It's not the same thing, but you don't create the kula beginner. Let's remember, most of the Rishonim we learned above, yesterday we went through, because like the Rashba, the whole idea of not barnat is the flavor is weakened. Right? The flavor is weakened. Tosfos even use the lashon of bitul, even though I explained at the time, doesn't mean really bitul per se. But conceptually, the Taz, the Pergamon explains on this Taz that that the whole reason, again, just like we say in Ratlis Lechatchila, so we also don't say not by not Lechatchila, because it's a question of weakening the flavor, so we don't do that. That's in Ratlis Lechatchila also. We're not mevatel the flavor, Lechatchila. We don't, even though bitul works and the flavor is nullified, we don't create that situation Lechatchila. So too, we don't create a situation of not by not Lechatchila. Okay, this is the position of the Prima Gadim, and I apologize. Just look, I don't think I printed it. Yeah. Okay, I got to the print of the Prima Gadim. And that's based on his Taz. Okay, the Shach here in Sukkot and Gimel, Amin Lesson Chatila, Lechon Makuta, we have a mutin Lesson Makuta, while a Vashon Chatila, but Ershon Basel, Kedela Ochla Makuta, also I feel a Machaber Vesetto. The Shach points out to cook the Chatila, to cook the fish lechatchila in a fleshy pot for the purpose and then eat it with milk, even according to Mechaber. Again, even the Mechaber is Mekel. Mechaber says, not Bernat, and that's it. Ramah resurrects the Chumrah of the Rivan and the Truman, says that Mechila shouldn't do it. But the Shach points out, in Gotten Gimel, that Bein le Mechaber, Bein le Ramah, okay, and the Machokas is, after you cook the power of item in a fleshy plate, can a fleshy pot, can you now go ahead and eat it with milk? According to Mechaber, yes, you can. Okay, Ramon said, no, we're machmer. It's the only thing that I got mixed up afterwards, right? But still, Ramon, we had before. Ramon said, you can't, that's not called b'dievid, right? But still, the Shach says that even according to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to do it l'chatchila. But l'vashlo l'chatchila, but there's your boser. K'day l'ocha m'kuta, also afil l'mechaber v'tzeto. Even though except the chumit Ramon, nonetheless, the Shach says the Mechaber would admit, you can't do it on purpose. That's in Sikot and Gimel. In Sukkot and Dalin, again, quotes the Marshal, Shach does Yesh Machmirin, that if you roasted, again, you cooked the parv in a flesh of your pot, so then it's, then again, you can't be Mekel by Tzli, right? They're also filled with the Eber, but Nitzli. That's what the Marshal says. Also, Chavadah says like that, that you can't rely on it, we're not Mekel by Tzli. Okay? That's this shot. Okay. Sif Beis Ramo continues 34. Bechain im hoya hakli shenis bashlo on nitzlo bo lifgam shelo hoya ben yomo. What if the kli, okay, that was used the fleshy or milchik, whichever way you're going, the kli was nisbashlo on nitzlo, we were machmir, but it's after ben yomo. So then no hagin hetel lechatchil ochel ben hasheni. Okay, in other words, the Ramo writes that you have a fleshy kaderi relative which is ena ben yomo. So then you can eat whatever power was placed in there or cooked in there together with the cholov. Okay, in other words, he says if it was the nose and tongue of gum, if the flesh of the item was no longer ben yomo, so then nogin hetel chatchila. That's the first thing that the Ramo writes. Before we go further than Ramo, we ask the question, but you're allowed to do chatchila? Ramo just said before, chatchila can't create, we said that Rav Taz said, can't create that situation chatchila. Ramo here is makel. On this case, v'chein v'hoya klish nisbash on nitzibon of gam equals shalohaya ben yomo nogin hetel lechatchila lo'achon v'nashen lechatchila. But can you do that? Can you go ahead and cook it or roast it in such a kli that's not ben yomo with the intention of eating it with the other min, with the opposite min, with the milchik? That's not so clear. They do lechatchila. Ramoj says again, a flesh and kli was ain't ben yomo. So then, whatever power of item, fish, or whatever else. It's cooked and you can eat it with milk. But the question is, can you do that with chatchila? So again, that isn't so clear. So looking at Bir HaGro, he's Mekel here in Sukkot and Yud. Bir HaGro says, B'chei agav na'af bishal iser, af bishal iser motor. And he writes, B'af biter ein os l'chatchila she'en ben yomo, amishum gzeir otu ben yomo. Ma'she'en ken kan b'af ben yomo motu midmina. Says it all in all, it's absolutely motu even l'chatchila. Because what's the whole chumra? The Bir HaGro says, the whole gzera, that we don't use a kli of ena ben yomo, is only gzera otu, a kli using kli ben yomo, right? Kli ben yomo is also in the gam. So chatchila, we never say to cook milk in a fleshy pot just because it's ena ben yomo. That's because we're choshish, ena ben yomo, otu ben yomo. Okay? Now that's only, so then the answer should be, no, you can't do this in chatchila either. But the Bir Gross said, no, the Ramon means either the chatchila can do this. Why? Why don't we say that there are ben yomo, there ain't a ben yomo, otu ben yomo, and say that you can't go with the chatchila? All right, but the evidence, if it happens, is one thing, but the do it with the chatchila? So Bir Gross said, no, you can. Because the whole gzera of ain't a ben yomo is a gzera otu ben yomo. But that's only, says the Bir Gross, when the ben yomo is mamish iser. The ben yomo item is mamish iser. Let's remember, the ben yomo, the item over here, okay, there's nothing. Okay, there's no iser. Okay, it's not bar not. So there's no iser. We just want machmer like the Ramban. Okay, not to do sleep, but there's no actual iser, and therefore we never apply the gzera of ena ben yomo atu ben yomo. We follow the by the kli. So the Gaon says, in other words, the usual case of ena ben yomo is actual and there's actual iser. There's actual or actual blia. Here there's no real blia because the there's no real blia iser. Okay, because it's not bar not. Because when do we say that we don't use a fleshy pot to cook milk, even after ben yomo? That's when there's an actual blia of bos or actual blia of chol, whatever way it's going. There's an iser mamish or a potential iser mamish. So then we say, oh, we better not use it even if it's ben yomo or katu ben yomo. But here, there's no actual iser, right? There was no not bar not, based on not bar not. So we can be makel. And once you say not bar not, so yeah, true, the Ramo said we should be machmer for the Ramban. That even by tzli we don't say not by not, but to go ahead and say that now is going to make the kli into something which you would not be able to use because of some gzera, and then the Ramah says that's too far fetched. It's too far away. Again, look at the words of the Ramah. The af b'kedera ain't also chatilah she'en ben yomo, and she was there after ben yomo. Mashen kan af ben yomo mutu medina. Even if it's actual ben yomo, it's mutu medina because it's not by not. Right, even a ben yomo. So the whole gzera of ain't a ben yomo, otu ben yomo doesn't apply over here because even ben yomo is mutu medina. Yes, we're machmer ben Ramban by tzli, okay, but or by bishul, but it's only a chumrah. Baker adin, it's the Bavir Gorait. Even the ben yomo is mutu medina. Just we have a chumrah. That chumrah does not come out long. Well, it's almost like gzera. You know, just it's like a double jump. So therefore, the Bavir Gorait is makel. He says you can even do this lechatchila. That if you can cook something, I'm not saying you should do it. If you cook something in a kli that's ena ben yomo, okay, parv, okay, in ena ben yomo, in this case where it's not bar not, So then it's mutal even lechatchila to do it. That's how very gross. However, now the Achronim agree. The Chochmas Adam, for example, and I printed in 36, the Chochmas Adam, Shar Isuhet Klal Memches, he's Machmer. Okay, it's a base. Im Hoya Achlish is Bashma Eina Binyom, mutal Achu Mechol Afilu Adidan, Aval, Osu Lechatchila Levashu Mechlish Al Yom, Kedei La Achu Mechol, and Osu in Tal Mechol, Osu Lechatchila. So he says it again, against the Miragro, but he's Machmer. So that's a question in the Achronim. Okay, going back now to source 34, finishing up the Rabbo, and Ramo, I have to make that point. He says the following: B'chol zeh kisham meichel enu davar charev. Make a distinction with Sophie. Yesterday, is the food a davar charev? An onion, but the whole question: what exactly is a davar charev? We'll discuss that. We'll get to the similar davar charev. But the question: let's assume it's a radish, whatever it qualifies a davar charev. Avim hoy davar charev kigon. Says Ramo back in 34. It's a sick base. Kigon shebishlu dvarim charifim bekli shabaser. You cooked in this flesh of your pot, varm harifin, sharp item. Then, afilu eno ben yomo, even if the pot is eno ben yomo, o shedochu tablu madach shabos, you ground up spices in a grinder with flesh. Okay? Then, if ocho mechol, o shafilu ben yemen, adik shishim neged habos or mahuah bahan. Okay, he quotes many who hold that way. Then he writes, we call mokom o miku machal dabachor, kishuma atavan shimu rakin kulo dabachor, rubu kukulo. Okay, something which has a little bit of spice in it does not now, say you have a pot of meat and put some spices in. That doesn't make it a davar charev. All right, that's a question of a davar charev. He says it's not a davar charev just because of the spices, kavod. But if the whole thing is a davar charev, or ruba kekula, most of davar charev, then we have this chumrah. So bottom line is that davar charev takes away the kula of ena minyomo. Now we know, right? The davar charev, so even if the pot is wine, because that flavor is so strong, that it lasts, it outlasts 24 hours. Remains potent even after 24 hours. Okay? Says that's the din. Remains potent after 24 hours. So therefore, even if the pot is ena ben yomo, it was cooked inside of the davar charev, then we're not going to apply, we're not going to say, well, if it's ena ben yomo, then it's okay. And what emerges is that the same thing by davar charev. In other words, take a look on the Shach, it's forgotten Zion. Shach explains what's the whole idea of the sharp the davar charev. So the Shach explains the chorfer, the tabon masla kilula iser be'en, right? The sharpness of that flavor, then that flavor is considered to be mamish be'en. It's not just absorbed flavor; it's mamish be'en. Okay, and therefore it's not impacted or weakened, this will by not. That's what Shach is saying. Just like it doesn't weaken after expiration of ben yom, after expiration of 24 hours, so too it doesn't. It's not weakened by not. It really comes out two things if you think about it. Says the Shach, it doesn't bang this out, but it means, okay, that by davar charev, there's no kula of ena ben yomo, and there's also no kula of nat bar nat, because the flavor remains intact. It's like ben, the flavor is not weakened. Both ena ben yomo and nat bar nat are based on weakened flavor, but if the flavor is never weakened because of davar charev, so then those kulas don't apply, not ena ben yomo and not davar charev. And that's what the, that's what the Shach says. All right. So that's an important point to point out. And finally, this group of sources 38, the last group of this is a packet, Pesachei Tshuva. It's a cotton down. One is what is a din derais of the rabbanon. Yesh listapek, ha dechuf mechayim hu derais of the rabbanon. Does this potency of the davar charev that derais of the rabbanon nafkamino ha kabasveiko? Again, what's the suffix, davar charev, and so on and so forth. So he quotes that's a machlokes. And I'm not sure I understand the machlokes. It seems to me through the Rabbanim. Okay? In other words, the Pesachei Tshuva wonders is that by davar charev, we don't apply nat bar nat, okay, and it also doesn't help ena ben yomo, then it's in the right to the Rabbanim. It strikes me that it's in the Rabbanim, but then the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that in Machlokas. Just to add one thing from the Rav to this discussion before we move on to the next the sources. So the, the Rav just simply pointed out, again, this is all based on the whole kula is not brought up that terror. The Rav distinguished between two types of heter and actually says the machokas, but they're always going to apply not brought up in by dover heter. One type of heter is when the whole thing, you know, the two heterim come together like Bosma called, every iser in the mix. Like we said when we first started, right? The iser of the flavor that was absorbed by the fish from the meat plate never ends up meeting the milk so much later, so to speak. You know, that's one type of not brought up that terror. But there's another type of heter where something is going, it's mutter now, but it's going to become usser. for example, by kutchin, they have nosa. Right now it's mutter, but after the expiration of the time, you can eat this carbon, now it's going to become a mutter. I'm sorry, now it's going to become osir, become nosa. So that's a different type of head. Same thing with chametz. Right, before Pesach, mutter, but then it becomes osir on Pesach. There's a question, discussion we've shown him, whether or not Bernat applies in that latter case as well. Okay, maybe not Bernat only applies, like we said, when we explained it, that doesn't have the power to create basa mechola. Right, the flavor is so weak in the flavor of the case of the Gemara, the flavor of the flesh of the plate is so weakened by the time it meets the kutach. So that's how Rashi explained it. It's a weakened flavor, so therefore it can't create basa mechola. But what happens to a different type of heter? It's heter. It's not Bernat betera, okay, but it's a heter. It's going to become osir. Okay, it's going to become osir. Now, for example, four pesos, an hour pesos. So what's the story with that chometz? What's the story with that nosa? We say that not Bernat betera. Or no longer not, but that's a discussion in the show. Okay, so that's so much for this packet. Now let's move on to the next one. So the issue here now, as we move into the next sif here in Tzadikhe, is the question of washing fleishig and milchig kalim together in the same basin. And we need to understand the old-fashioned way to wash dishes was they take a big pot, okay, they go down to the well or whatever it is and fill the pot with water. They'll put the hot pot, big pot on the fire, fill it with water, and then put the dishes in it. Okay, and it's best to have separate pots or separate bins or basins for fleishig and for milchig. The question is, what if there's a mistake? They put the fleishig one in the milchig, and again, in more modern times, they put a fleishig kli in the milchig sink or milchig sink. Well, fleishig milchig kli in the fleishig sink. We don't have only one sink, but you have two different basins. The same. That's the question. We have a milchig fleishig kli or washed together. Now, since the water is hot, the assumption is the water is hot, so then this is going to be when you have milk and flesh. It's like bishul for those that are machmer. Again, according to Ramo, it's not a problem. According to Rabbi Machmer, it's not a problem altogether because it's not bernat, right? Because the tam goes from the inflation, so it goes from the inflation plate into the water, and from the water into the milk plate, against me, not bernat. Okay, but according to those who are machmer by bishul, that's a question. So what is the status of this kind of doing the dishes this way? So the first source is that same long Tosfos of Kulam starts on Kufi Alpha Beis, Tirmasa Hilchos of Dogam Shalva Karim. Okay. The very end of that Tosfos on Kufi Beis Manalev, Tosfos says the following. Ka'aros Shemishtam Shemrahem Basar, Shem Hudchu B'machos Shemcholu. The Kli Rishon, it's on the fire, right? It's hot. Okay. You have pots, which are used for fleshing, which were washed with milky stuff, milky basin, Shnei and Ben Yomon, and they're both Ben Yomon, Yesh Lesser. Okay, the Torah says with Aser, okay, even though this seems to be a case of not Banan, okay, why? The Torah says, I feel it, no, so we could say, well, because he's kosher is that sheet to the Riman, because it's that's like Bishul, and we said not Banan, according to some, doesn't apply to Bishul. The Torah says, no. Yesh lesser on feeling normal lav dafka olu ela feeling spashno. Okay, even according to those who disagree with Rivana, say the Gemara doesn't mean only olu, or means even as spashno is still not pronounced. But here is different. Why? Tosfos basically has three different reasons. One, ima shamunis be'en ala ka'aros, ahavi kisaken shal niskane to also the kuntres olu shenacher. Then we had the Rashi, okay, which is why we're more makom by knives. Right, so one reason Rashi gave is because of Dukha and Sakina, as we talked about the other day. But the other reason of Rashi is because the knife always has shamunis, always has stuff on it. So too, when you're washing stuff, used milchig dishes, used inflation dishes, the stomach is shamunis. Okay, so that's what Tosfos says. One, if a shamunis be'en al karas, you're washing plates and dishes that were produced in place, you use some milk. So the stomach is actual be'en, it's actual grease and stuff like that. So then we don't say not by not. Okay, it's not by now, it's only Tom alone, flavor. Here is more than flavor, it is actual man. That's why Yesh Lesser, even if you don't agree with the Rivan, even if you hold not by now, would work in the case of Bishul, but not here, not when washing canon in the same basin, because there's actual man, there's actual flavor, there's actual shamlulas. That's a different situation, and therefore it's like a knife which wasn't clean, and we're machmer by that. Good. Then number two, Bafilu ain't shamlulas ben. Also, the hakaros nogos b'machlas, the nifla tam izel azeh, the habitam sheni b'isr. Second answer that Tosfos gives is that the dishes touch. It's not necessarily transit, not necessarily not bar not. It may not be anything in between. Okay, the stuff actually touches, the flavor is transferred more directly. Okay, it's not that it went through the water first. It's not not bar not, there's no bar. Okay, the stuff touches, so the tam would go directly from the meat into the pot and from the pot into the milch kli. Okay, without the medium of water. Okay, nothing in between. So therefore it's gonna be also for that reason, not really not bar not. Thirdly, we'll come back to that point. But the third reason Tosus gives is the 1 second. He says, in the case of dogim shalom bekara, like we said before, the fleshy flavor doesn't meet the milky flavor until much later in the game, till the end of the game, right? It came from the fleshy plate into the fish, and then from the fish into the kutach later on. But here, the moment you wash the stuff together, okay, the milk and the meat right away, okay? And that water now is going to answer the rest of the stuff. So therefore, it's direct. In other words, it's not barnad, it's only when the tam of the yisr, what's going to become asr, goes in later on, okay? It meets up with it later on. Then it meets up with the cholam later on by the time it's weakened. But here, never weakened, it came right away. So therefore, for those three reasons, Tosfos says it's not proper to wash milk and fleshy together in the same pot, or milk and a fleshy basin, fleshy and milk basin, or the two together. Shouldn't do that for those three reasons. It will not apply, not by not, in that situation. Now, Tosfos points out at the end, however, this is only when both of the let's say the fleshy dishes that you're washing, the milky basin, both the fleshy dishes and the milky basin, the other way around, whichever it is, they're all benyomo. However, it goes by saying, if one of the things is not benyomo, then the other one that was in benyomo is going to be mutter, because whatever flavor that absorbs is a tam pogum. In other words, if, whichever way you look at it, which is fleshy to milk, milk to fleshy, whatever, one of them is not benyomo, then that which is benyomo is okay because it absorbed the flavor, which is a tam pogum. But that's the Tosfos. And we look in the Sefer Truma, I printed the source number two. I don't think I printed the whole thing. All that's necessary, but we'll be able to figure it out from here. Sefer Truma writes, "V'chein ka'aros she'achu b'hen rote v'osech shabos ha'yom v'hudchu b'ayros v'maskos kolemes." Again, benyomo, and he told me benyomo and an ena benyomo, right? Like the Tosfos just said. Then Shita Shemutarim. Okay, Shita Shemutarim. And he mentions at the end, come back to that point in a second, he mentions at the end what Tosi, the Dafka Keshakars Mukunachos Shein Mulchachos. Okay, so again, we're only talking about clean plates, clean meaning there's no Be'en. Okay, there's no Be'en. But they don't have any grease and so on and so forth, because then there's only a plate that's Tam Shalheta and so on, and different. So he accepts that reason Tosi's mentioned to be Machmer if the Shamrunis is his actual Be'en. No bad, it's not a problem, but it can emerge. What emerges from what the Sefer Truma says at the beginning is that this kula, when it says pshitas mutarim, is only when the milky basin is ein basyoma. Read the words again. We get a pankaros shalakum and wrote that rosesh shabos hayom. Right, the fleshy today. Hudchum ma'amos and machos cholev. They cooked it and poured hot water in the milky basin. She ein basyoma. And pshitas mutarim. What if it is yaben yomo? What if they're both ben yomo? Then the implication of Truma is that it's also. And he doesn't say exactly why, although he says it again, he makes a point of Tosis of because of the problem of the end. But you look in the Rishon, the Ramban, it's Kedushim, that Daf and Kulam Kufi Bezalal, quote the thing, because Kosso Bala Chumos, that means Bala Chuma, it's a printed mistake. As I mentioned, there's a Sefer called Sefer Chumos, that's why Talmud Ramban, Talmud's quote. He said, Kosso Bala Chumos, you should say Bala Chuma, maybe in some of your versions. Correct, I don't know. Okay, so he's saying that's what the Truma says. The right away also again, that's sort of reminiscent of the third Teretz of Tosfos. Maybe the Truma holds like that. Maybe the Truma holds like that. And so like the third Teretz of Tosfos, not like Dogim Shalom Bekara, when the flavor of the flesh didn't meet up with the milk later on. Here it meant right away. Okay? But the Rabban says, "Ani Omer Ishtamush." Not correct. Rabban says, "It's not correct." Why is it any different than a regular case of dogum shalom korb? Not for not. Right? Kahani dahani dogum shalom korb. Mutzal lochem mikudav mamish. The korah hainu korb. Ma'im roskin shapoto and hainu dahani dogum. Amakos chalev is hainu kutav. He said everything lines up. He says the fleshy plate in the Gemara's case is like the fleshy plate that was used here. The boiling hot water, which is in the pot, is like the is like the fish. Absorb the flavor, and the makwas cholev is hainu kuta, hainu kuta, and the basin is like the kuta. Milk meets up with it later. Kishen shadog and mutar akum kuta. Takamayim oil mutar. Rabban says it's a regular case of not parnat. Doesn't accept any of the three limitations or any of the three exclusions that were mentioned by Tosaf or by the simple chuan. I think it's right. The whole thing is mutar. Okay, bein bekuta, bein the cholish and makwas all mutar. So and by the way, Rashi and Torah says bias holds like that also. Bias are by the most shadog. So it's four. Rav again, he also says balachuma, but he probably should say balachuma. Because of the kara cholev, the kara shalchol adosa shidnichan miyachad, a little different than cooking, milking, I'm sorry, washing, milking and flesh came together. Sha'osus name zozu, sha'plaita sabos, plates called pogo zozu, ozozu, kodem shiru, the karas, and then sashenkan adosa tam echad, and he writes, not not by not, it's only one flavor, and again, the barashbo, like the mamma, it's ain't a drama of kubar cloud, not correct. Shari ain't cars pokus, I'm gonna see the samayim. It's still need the water. Okay. The pot is the tam of basar, which gives to the water, and the water transfers to the other things. So it's only through the medium of water that it happens. Again, excuse me. So again, the Rashbo also in the Torah Sabai spoke to Bala Chumo, but he also disagrees. He writes in the third line of the source number four, Bainvarm El Mikhuan Kal, Shari Ainar Karas Pokos, I'll see the samayim. Again, it's the water. The pot has the tam of basar, which gives to the mayim. Okay, and the dishes that you're washing in that pot have the tam of chol, again, whichever way it is, basar chol, which also gives into the water. So it's the medium of the water that does it, and therefore he thinks it's a regular case of not barnat, and it's mutter, and the Rashbo writes at the end, v'chein das Raman zal v'ikr, that's the correct shot. However, again, not everyone agrees, even the Ran, we've seen this Ran before, the Ran is in Chulin, starts on Mem Beis Dilmasko Shmuel Omutar, but the part that we're looking at is on Mem Alf, but Alf is what it was before. Source number five, Kosum Sefer Chuma. Here's the correct reference, called the Sefer Chuma. Anyway, he quotes the whole Sefer Chuma in its entirety, more than I quoted above, so you can read the whole thing. And but he quotes from, well, actually, he quotes just the part that we need, and he quotes the Rabban disagrees. And two lines to the bottom of that page, the Nimshku Ladait Albon Achim Rashbozal, Achim, he said, the Rashbon and others followed Rabban. However, Ran says not the way, Ran says no. Okay, to me, I think he's right. There are no different about chumas on the chumas word. Lo dami klal dog shom the kar the hosam hakuta chol kibal tam klal the tam rishon the hainu hakar. Okay, the kutach itself did not get a flavor directly from the fleshy plate. Ela from mina dogim from the fish that are in the middle. Okay, and if it's tam shenu about kan tam achol of anifla tol chamayim the milk when they put the milking dishes in this basin into the water that's mekabel tam mitam. It absorbs, by the way, the fleshing right from the plate. So the man level shows arba plates, arba plates, arba atzmon shalva, and so some mine. Anyway, he also so he disagrees. The Ron disagrees, and he holds that it doesn't make a difference. He says that it's. He also says, but it doesn't matter whether you hold the bishul or not. It applies to bishul, not the bishul. The Ron agrees with the sefer chuma. The rush in here in Chulin. In Perek Ches Simchov Tes, he says, quotes the Rivan, and again, he also says that the issue is whether or not, regardless of whether it's saying not brought up by Bishul or not, and he says the Iker here is the Ben issue. Okay? So that's what he said. The Ben is the primary problem here. We wash them together, the Busser and the Chol are both Tam Sheni. Okay, that's the, but unless it's Ben, unless there's any actual residue there. So, with this in mind, we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Siv Gimel, where the Mechaber accepts the Ramban. Okay, the Kula. Seven, Siv Gimel, Siv Tzadi Hei. Kara Shabbos, Shehud Chol B'yorah Cholevis, B'cham and She'an Tzolez Ben. Again, we're talking about fleshy plates, which were cooked in a milking basin. Again, with the different scenarios. Whatever the scenario is, it could be milking plates in a fleshy basin, it could be a regular basin. It's both all the same. Kara Shabbos, Shehud Chol B'yorah Cholevis, B'cham and She'an Tzolez Ben. It's hot. Afilu Shneim Ben Yolam, Mutter. Even the both Benyamin is all mutter. We shouldn't have no sin tam, by no sin tam. That's the Ramban. It's not Barnat, that's Terah. But but he does have that qualification based on Tosfos and the Rosh and others, but you have to be sure that there was taka, no residue, no actual shuman. And then that's the Mechaber. Ramor writes, however, some he quotes those other Rishonim that we saw, say for Shuman and others, that say no, even if it's there's no Shuman, it's actually no, and it's still a problem. Ella in Kain Echor Min Akelev Inam Neyoma and Megillas Kli Rishon. Unless one of the Kelev is not in Neyoma, in which case he writes, "Oz Kol Akelev Mutar." Ramai and Ohi and Rishon Chatzkel. Then the Kelev Mutar, both Kelev Mutar. That's what Ramor writes. And the water itself, we ask all the water in its entirety. So that's the Ramor, the Shach. So again, so the Mechaber is making like Rabban, okay, that we apply regular Napanat Atera, and the Ramor asks if the two things, both the basin or both sets of plates, whatever he's washing, are all B'nai Yomim. The Shach points out, it's important test, he alerts us the fact that even the Mechaber is only, in his opinion, even the Mechaber is only making B'dievin, okay. When the Mechaber writes, that's not so clear, because all the Mechaber says is mutter. You look in the first line of seven. But the Shach argues, he's going to test the time of the Yevid. Of the Chatchilo, Ein Ladich, and Afilo Mechaber, that's like the Shach before. You don't do it with Chatchilo. Again, whether it's sort of like Ein Ladich, the Chatchilo, or not, but not the Chatchilo, we don't say. That was a Shach pointed out before. We don't see that was an earlier Shach, which we had before. But, same idea. He says the Mechaber also means only B'dyavid. It doesn't look like that from the words in the Mechaber necessarily. Shach's only B'dyavid. B'chatchil, you shouldn't wash flesh kalim in a milchig basin. Okay, and actually he points to something which appears earlier. Just a moment. Which appears in Aruch Chaim in the source number 9 in Hilchos Pesach. The Mechaber himself, some tough nun base of Archaim, said base, it was basic. Yesh lizor melahagel clay abasu clay chol biyachad. You're doing Hagolas Kalim, don't be magel clay basu and clay chol together. Elim kain echon man ain't a minyomo. Listen, this one is ain't a minyomo. Okay? So that's what he says. And that's what we usually do when Kashi came for Pesach. We tell everyone to make sure they ain't a minyomo. They're all ain't a minyomo. All right? But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over there. So again, the question becomes: so why not lechatchila? Because the Gros says the Shach says that only mechaber only means b'dievid, and he brings a right milchus pesach. What taka looks like that for mechaber? It says only you shouldn't lechatchila put them together. Why? So we look at the Bir Agua there in Aruch Chaim. That's why, if it's not Pranat, and we pass them, and the Mechaber is passing like Ramban, it's not Pranat that Tera, even in such a case. And therefore, it's a regular not Pranat, so why shouldn't it be allowed Lechatchila? Why only be the Evid? So the Yeragor points out, and there in Aruch Chaim, it's in Tufnum Beis, in Beis, so it's 10. He says, Yesh Lizor, basically because, well, we should be kosher for the other Shitas. Ramban was not, you know, not agree with the Ramban. Okay, you know, the Lemur point, you look at the end, the Kan Choshesh Lahachmir. In other words, he refers to the Miragoran, Hilchos Pesach refers to Arisim here, Tali Yisrael Gimel, and the Ramah. And so the Miragoran says that in Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber, in deference to the other Shitas of the Sugi Ramban, says that there's only been the Yavid Lechatchila, we should avoid it. Okay? Just like to go through some of the Shachs and Tazes here. On this, you should read through them because they all have different scenarios, but it's a good idea to look through. The Shach, for example, it's about Yud, says, what if they're both Bnei Yomim? What if they're both Bnei Yomim? So then, his case, let me find it here now. Yeah. Why is Shuman Dovak? What does it mean? Pirush Afilo Harak Shuman Dovak Echad Man, Hakol Aser. Okay, if their name ain't a Bnei Yomim, so even if the grease, the residue, the Shamnunis, only one of them, it's going to be Usher. They're both going to be Usher. Okay? In other words, bottom line, the Mamoshes on a Kli, okay, Mamoshes on a Kli, with the Bliya, will create Basar B'chol. All right? But then the Shach amplifies and says, well, it depends, actually. Because it depends which one really has the Bliya, has the Mamoshes. If the Eino Ben Yomo has mamashes, so then it's going to aser the Ben Yomo, okay? Because it's going to mix with the blias that it got from the Ben Yomo. And it's blias Ben Yomo. Just one moment, please. Excuse me again. So the Shach says that if one of them has mamashes, so if the Eino Ben Yomo is the one that has the mamashes, so that asers the Ben Yomo, okay? Because that's going to mix up with the blias of the Ben Yomo, right? So the bamoshes on the Eino Ben Yomo will mix with blias that are Ben Yomo, and that's going to cause a problem. Okay, however, if the mamoshes is on the Eino Ben Yomo, I'm sorry, if the mamoshes is on the Yes Ben Yomo, okay, so then it'll harsh be mutter, because the only blias that are going to come are going to come from something which is Tom Pogum, then from the Eino Ben Yomo. So again, if the Eino Ben Yomo is if the mamoshes is on the Ben Yomo, so what is the Eino Ben Yomo is a Tom Pogum and it's not the mamoshes, right? So that's okay. That's the idea of the Shach. Okay, you follow again. If the Eino Ben Yomo has the mamoshes, so good. So now even though it's Eino Ben Yomo, it's mamoshes. So the blia of the Ben Yomo will be blia that, and that's going to cause a problem. However, if the mamoshes is on the Ben Yomo, the Yes Ben Yomo, so then it's going to remain mutter. That's going to remain mutter because it's not bolea. The only thing is bolea is a flavor of Eino Ben Yomo, not mamashes. So therefore, it's a tam pogum. It's okay. That's the shach and sikot and yodetaz in sikot minches. I'm just going to go through these things quickly. You should read through it just to get these different scenarios. The taz in sikot minches says that if you cook vegetables, okay, again, it's only par. In a kli, which is Ben Yomo milchis, okay, and then you stuck in a fleshy spoon or fleshy fork, which is Ben Yomo, there's no shishim, everything's going to be awesome, okay? Everything's going to be awesome. Because then the flavor, again, the reason why, it says, look at the fourth line, because then the flavor of the meat is, you know, again, it's a fork, which is Ben Yomo. So then it's going to absorb it directly, and there's no shishim, then the whole thing's going to be awesome. Now, the Shach of Zikot and Yudbeis points out that according to the Ramah, okay, the Ramah is machmir, as we saw before, only when they're both Ben Yomo. Okay? The Chumah of the Ramah is only, apparently, if both are Ben Yomo. When the Ramah says, Yesh Omer, Afilo Ein Shun Dogwem, but that's apparently when they're both Ben Yomo. According to 14, the Chochmas Odom, Shar Isav Heter Klal Mem Ches Sib Yud Dalid. What about these chachmas on him? Yeah, he has a case where let's say I cook meat in a pot in the evening, and the next morning I put some, cook water, let's say, some par in it, and I stuck in a milk like a kli. He says it's room to be makel, even according to the way we're normal chumra, because number one, we have the Shita Mechaber who's makel. It's not Barnat. Even though the Ramah disagrees, but he says we can mitzarev that kula together with the kula we had once before that after night is already called Eino Ben Yomo. Even though it's not 24 hours, after night is already called Eino Ben Yomo. Good. Okay, next is the Shach in Sifkot Yud Gimel. So it's 15. That's an interesting question. He just points out the discussion could be eager also. What about a klisheni? Okay, what about a klisheni? This chumrah, not to wash milk and flesh and so on, is that also applicable by a klisheni, to wash in a klisheni? Okay, we're going to talk later today, shortly, about the klisheni and the and so on. Okay, the Shach says it's room to be makel. We're choshesh, maybe it is a klibishon, maybe we're not sure. Okay, if you're not sure, then but otherwise, there's room to make, and you can assume that something's a cliche unless you know for sure that it's not. Lusha Rekiv Eger on that Shach writes in 16, Rekiv Eger disagrees or suggests that even if he doesn't know for sure, unless the Shach seems to imply, you have to know for sure that it was a klibishon. I'm sorry, you have to know for sure that it's a cliche in order to make it. Rekiv Eger seems to imply that even if you don't know for sure, but you just don't know that it's for sure a klibishon, there's room to make it over there. Okay, again, just going through these points quickly. You can read through them. These are important points. They're not long. They're not hard. Just to read through these different scenarios. The Taz, according to Tess, opinion 17. He says, you know, he points out that the Ramo earlier, Paskin Sim Tzadidal, Sif Hey, the Ramo Paskin that if you took a, remember, if you remember from the last sentence, you stuck a fleshing a spoon, Ben Yomo, okay, into a milk or milk of your pot, which is Eno Ben Yomo. So minig is the kash of the pot anyway. So the question is, why is that not brought up over here? Okay, why is it not brought over here? So Taz explains, because they were machmir because of Maris Ayin. Because at the end of the day, what the person is planning to do over there is taking this food, okay, this power of food, he's going to put it in the kedera, which is similar to the Ben Yomo. Remember, you put it in a, you put it in a pot, which is like the Ben Yomo item. But here, the water is being poured out. Okay, so there's no Maris. So you're dumping the water. You're not doing anything with the item, right? You're not. It's not food. You're dumping the water. So you're dumping the water anyway. Therefore, you don't have to be machmir like we did over there to magal the kli. And then it's called Yud, the Shach, right? That some people, some of Aser, the water, okay, even if it has Tam Pogum, washing the water, we also, that's the Ramah Rav, right? The Ramah said the minhag is to get rid of the water. Why? So Taz explains, and that's in the second Sukkot there, in Sukkot Yud, he says, because it's not a big deal, okay? It's not a Dovah Choshev. When we had a food and we had a pot, then we say, our Torah Chosom, on Shal Yisrael. Right, we don't want to. We don't want to be makel, or we can be makel. I mean machmer, because you know it's a chasak hashbrocha mamon shel Yisrael. Why should people lose pots and so on and so forth? It's expensive. Today it's not so expensive, but that's the assumption. When you deal with dumping out the water, it's not such a big deal. Finally, this group of makoros, the shach in Sukkot Yudalid and the Taz in Yudalif, and again the shach in Tezayin and the Biragro. All basically saying more or less the same thing, that this is only a situation when the whole problem is only when they were washing things together. But Bezach or Zeh, okay, the question, what about Bezach or Zeh? If you use the same basin for milking then fleshing, but there all these are, most of them agree that it's mutter, because that's really like, that's a real not bernat, all right? That's like, again, with the fish, which were cooked and so on and so forth. So, that's the all these posts can say. Look at the Biur Gro, if you want to see it. Aval Hurchum Zechaze, he says, the low shayach kan tam shel Tosfos, who mamish din dogim shelo bekutach. It's a regular din. All the three reasons that Tosfos gave, there's a question of man, there's a question that they touch each other, there's a question that, what was the third reason that Tosfos gave? That, they meet right away as opposed to meet later. That's true if it was all done bevasachas. But to, wash them zecher zeh, again, wouldn't do the chatchila, but wash them zecher zeh, and that's mamish like dogs with bashos. That's the shach and tezayin quotes of the marshal like that, and the other person will do that also. Okay. The other issue I just want to begin to look at briefly, we'll look at it briefly, is the question, what about adocha b'klisheni? Okay, what about a klisheni? We alluded to it before. Okay, what about a klisheni? So we know from Shabbos, source 22, the first group of sources, all sources from Shabbos, since I spent a lot of time on it. The Gemara in Shabbos, Mem Beis and Aleph. Okay, going over Mem Beis, the Mishnah. It says, the Ilfa is like 22. Ilfa is like there, Shemir Morosin, Lo Yitim, Tolman Tavlin, right? Certain spices you can't put in, even if it's no longer on the fire. Alonosin, Lo Tim Hakar, Tolman Tavlin. Okay, so what's the idea? Shemir Minor, Lo Yitim, Tolman Tavlin, because it's after dark. Shem Rashi says, the Klevishan, Kozman, Shosef, Mavashan, because a pot that was on the fire remains a kli rishon. You shouldn't put things in it, even after once Shabbos, even though it's off the fire now. But as long as the stuff is hot, it's still considered kli rishon mevashel. Okay, take a look at the Rashi; they're fine. But then the Gemara says the famous Gemara Mem on the base. It's an early Gemara actually, 25. We kashan for paksu shem b'matim. I'm really told the kli sheni b'tein the oil. Okay, I want to bring it to the base of mechad. It's hot. Shmamin al klos, shmamin al shem yesh mishum bishul, fine. Shmamin al klisheni eino mevashim. I'm not half sure there will be shul, so liquefying it. Anyway, I'm not interested in the other issues. I'm interested in what the Gemara says, klisheni eino mevashim. Klisheni eino mevashim. That's what the Gemara says. Why not? Why is klisheni eino mevashim? Tosis there on Mem Amid Beis and Shabbos, the Vasa Shmamin explains. Okay, he says a kasha, 27, Temo. Reishon al klisheni mevashim. Yayad sledes hafilu klisheni nami. It should depend on how hot the liquid is. What's the difference when it's on the fire? Now the fire is poured from something into a klisheni. Who cares? I think that is the Shabbos issues. I'm not stressing it now, but we know this didn't Shabbos, right? The question is, why not? It's hot, right? So as long as it's hot, then it should be able to cook. What's the difference? So, and if it's not Yatzlan, then it shouldn't be a problem in the Klee Rishon either. Right? So what's going on? So he says, Shlomar, if you should Klee Rishon, we talk Shlomar, or Dof Nosef Kamen. The difference is the walls of the pot. A pot that sat on the fire, so by definition, the walls got hot too. You can't touch the walls of the pot are hot. You know, when a pot sits on a fire, you can't touch the walls. Therefore, even if it's after the longer on the fire, but it retains the heat because the dof and the walls of the pot are so hot. Okay. If you should clearly show, we talk Shomar al Ord of Nosum Chaman, or Machzik Chumos Man Maruba. And therefore, it'll retain the heat for a long time. We know that a pot on the fire, take a soup pot off the fire, soup will stay hot for quite some time, even though not on the fire, because the walls of the pot keep it hot. Therefore, they made a shir yad sodas bo. Aval, klisheni, aval gab the yad sodas bo, but klisheni, even at the moment it's yad sodas, mutter she'ein dof nos chamin vaholechu miskarir. When you pour it into a klisheni, which is not on the fire, so then the dof, the fanos mikaros, right, the walls of the pot, are going to cool it off quickly. So that's why klisheni is not mevashel. So says, Tosas in that famous Tosas in Shabbos. Okay, now, so that's with regards to Shabbos, Klisheni and Rasha. We also had Mar Chulin, Nafkuv, Dalam, Beis, very beginning of the Parakol HaBosom. We had this come over 428. Okay, I'm talking about Oaf and Gvina, so even though chicken is not really also with the rice or the cheese, but Oaf and Gvina, people mix up and they have Bosom and Gvina. Okay, and so two of Sheshes, yes, Maskul Sheshes, so Tzolom and Tzolom, what about if it's a chicken? And a piece of cheese, everything's cold. I'm rabbi, there, shemi, I don't know if this was there. So, well, maybe you'll warm it up, but sof, klisheni, you'll be klisheni in the bashel. Alexander, shemi, I don't know if this was there. Fine, you'll put it in a direct pot, whatever the case is. But again, the Gemara there says klisheni and a bashel. So it sounds like from Dine Bos Bechalov, there's no bishel Bos Bechalov in a klisheni either, just like on Shabbos, no klisheni, no boser in a klisheni. So how they work out, it's still also exeret. Fine. Okay. Now the question is, 1 second. We're not so interested in whether klisheni is mevashel. We're interested in whether klisheni is, we can have blias and platas in a klisheni. That's a case we talked about before. Once it was a hot, you know, they washed the dishes in a hot basin with a klisheni, where the basin was heated through fire. What if it's in a klisheni? So good, klisheni is mevashel. Can a klisheni be balea? So the run, source 30, the run on the riff, The opinion of the Ran, that although a klisheni is mevashel, it's got nothing to do with blias. There can be blias in a klisheni too. Flavors can be absorbed in a klisheni too. I klisheni mevashel, unrelated. That's the Ran. Right? She'ein blia tulia bebishul. Oh, no one agrees with that. Some discussion about it, Rishonim. The Chiddush HaRashboa in Chulam Bav Ches and Beis. Remember, that was that original sugya we had the other day about the base of Shechita. You're using this goisha, a tray for knife to cut the neck of the animal. And we had the idea that the blood is hot, right? The animals are warm blooded. What we say it was 101 degrees, something like that, is the temperature of an animal. Okay. And that's the problem. We consider the base of Shechita Roseach and so on. And that's less than 101 is less than the Yatzah lettuce. Less than the Yatzah lettuce. Yatzah lettuce, that's another machlokes, it's 110 lechumer, 175 lekula, whatever different sheet is about Yatzah lettuce and Shabbos. But as far as the basic sheet, it's certainly less than the Yatzah lettuce. Okay. In any event, the question now is, so Rashbo says, what about a klisheni? It's also less than that. So he says, of a klisheni, look at the third line of that Rashbo, of a klisheni, Eino bolea, eino mavlia. That's what the Rashba is quoting. There's no blias. Just like there's no, and Tom Vashel is also bolea mavlia. Now he disagrees with that. But to me, like that's kach pirsh rabin harav, then nun reish, so not tre rachmona, may the Torah, the Roch will protect him. Or not tre rachmona, or parke sometimes in the room, because the Roch will protect him and redeem him. Fine, it's an honorific title. So I think he may be quoting the Ramban. Okay, I'm not sure. The Rashba, the Talmud Ramban. Okay, and at the end it does say, I think it's from the Ramban. And I don't have it here, but I think at the end he says it's from the Ramban. Anyway, but I think it's a little difficult because what about the case of the Beis HaShechita? Okay, and that seems to be against that Gemara, because the Gemara says all you need is kedei klipa. Okay, and that's less than the answers. But anyway, for our purpose now, the Rashpo says it's a machlokas. But they require whether we consider it to be an issue of bolei and mavliya or not. The fact that it's not the bashel does not necessarily make a difference. Okay, if you look in Rashpo and Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dal Mabez, almost an old ode where you see Rashpo at the end of the Rashpo, Bahasan Chulin, Chesam Beis, 31, tells you to look in the end of Avodah Zarah, look at the end of 31. Of the Sofman said, Avodah Zarah, Kasafti Tam, Dibra Om, the Kishenim in a Balea, but Tam Dibra Osim, Moshe Motosim, and Kosim. So the Rashpo there analyzes Shitas and he quotes that Ramban. Okay, you can take a look at it. So different Shitas, but we know Kishenim and Rashi, the question is Balea and Mavliya. You take a look in the Meiri, 33, the Meiri writes, you're in Chulin, Kufim, Gil, and Aleph, Yesh, becomes an organ, Afo, Pishen, Klishen, Vashem, Komakam, Areo, Maflit, Umavliya. So he also passes there, Maflit, Umavliya. So this is a machokas. Again, the bottom line of our question is, does Klisheni transfer Blias? That's really the question. In other words, it's a Kli that's not Mavashem. Does that mean it's also no Blias there? So some say, we're talking about a machokas. Okay, that the two things go together. So what's as far that they go together? Well, let's say first the other side. Why should they go together? Because there's no transference of flavor by klisheni. Okay, but it can have blias, like, for example, the base of shchita. Okay, a milky knife cuts the base of shchita, and that's not the, not so hot as a klisheni, and yet we were concerned about the transfer of flavor over there. So same thing over here, right? There's blia by klisheni. It's not mabashel. It doesn't have to be mabashel, because there can still be transference of flavor. Again, you hear the raya, right? From the case of the shchita, we were concerned that the transference of flavor because of the chom base of shchita. Assuming the base of shchita is roseach, but so what? It's not yatzoleh, it's not that hot, it's not mevashel. No one would say the base of shchita is hot enough to mevashel, but still, see from that case that it may not be hot enough to mevashel, but still enough to effect transference of flavor. Okay, so there will be blue in the klisheni. Okay, well, others disagree and they say no. Okay. They'll say, no, there's no blia in a klisheni. What about the case that more in Chulin with the base of shchita? Yeah, that's the other day. There you had Ducha and Sakin as well. Okay? There was Ducha and Sakin as well. As we shall see, Ramo is makel by klisheni. There's no transference of flavor. Okay, so those are the shitas on that. The other question is another intermediate stage like klisheni. What about Iri? Okay, that's another question. Shabbos, I'm not going to go through all these sources at length inside, just to show you Tosfos of Shabbos, Mem Beis, Amud Beis, 34. Tosfos writes, Mehocha Lek Lamedet Iwer Kiklisheni. That's a question. Is Iwer Kiklisheni or not? Is Iwer more than Klisheni? Is Iwer like Klisheni? So that too is a discussion of Tosfos there in Shabbos. This is a Tosfos in Zochim. Again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this point to get it to the Shabbos question. That relates to you as well. But the Tosin Zvachim, yeah, Tzadi Hey on base, Iwal Tocha, Iwal Tocha Techim, and I am such a Mikan, the doctor, and Tom, the Iwal is quickly Mishon. We saw some of these reports earlier. But when Tom said, Iwal is quickly Mishon, not quickly Shady. And then that's a question, and there arise the Kanal Khan, different Shitas, but according to the Tosin of Zora, anyway, I'm going to call Tosin Zvachim, opinion of Rabbi Tam is Iwer Kikli Rishon. Others disagree. The Rosh Chulin, Shabbos. Bar Gimel Siman to Zion. We talk Chachoy Matir Rabbi Tam. The Hachshir Kli Shin Shamsh Va Iser. The Kli Rishon Ay the Iwer. She Iwer She Spoke Al Maros and Kli Rishon. Okay. One of the Kasher Kli. You can. He says Iwer is like Iwer Kikli Rishon. Therefore, you can Kasher by Iwer. You don't have to pour anything. You don't have to dunk the stuff into the pot. You can pour the pot out because sheish pochal my rosin mikli rishon. And the Rosh is not like that. The Rosh is in a riot. Doesn't think the Rabbeinu Tam is correct. So again, it's all a question regarding Iwer. So let's look now by us and see how we passing here in Siv Gimel. Ramo continues. So first of all, the dafka shehuchu biyachar with rishon. Avuhuchu zechazel b'klisheni afilu biyachar kol shori. Right, we said, so Ramo right away says, Klisheni, there's no blia. This whole discussion about washing milk and fleshing pots in the same bin, the same basin, or fleshy pots in a milchi basin, or milchi pots in a fleshy basin. That's only true with the particular case you're talking about when you're washing both. That's when it's only at the same time. Okay, the daf kashur b'chol biyachad b'kli rishon, or put together. Or that's even a kli rishon zecher zeh. Already spoke about it. That's the kulam that it's zecher zeh is allowed. Or b'kli sheni afil biyachad, or if it's a kli sheni, I call sorry, it's mutter. And as far as ira is concerned, ira b'kli rishon shabbos al kli cholam, if you poured out water or something from a flesh of kli onto milchi kelim. That's another case. You pour hot water, pyre, regular hot water, and it happens to go over a fleshy and milk can at the same time. Even with shuman, that's going to be mutter. Why? The ain iru keklivishon mamish. Even we say iru keklivishon, but it's not mamish klivishon. She yasa shakelim shem aralem yibulos amizet. It's not enough, not hot enough, that it's even going to cause, excuse me, that it's even going to cause Kalim to be Boaz, as he said. That's the rule that I want here in Sib Gimel. Okay? So bottom line is the Ramo's Makel, the Chorus of the Klisheni, even if they had Mamashes. And as far as Iri is concerned, it'll depend on, Iri said he says, Iri is not considered like Kriyushin completely, but it's going to usher, let's say, pouring up water over hot water, a pyre of hot water over Nichlik and Fleisha Kelim at the same time. That's not going to be a problem because that Iri, it's not like soaking them in the same bin, same basin. Rather, it's pouring it over, so that's not strong enough to allow it to be, to allow the bleeds to transfer. Okay, so rules are all the Taz. The Taz is about the base. Says not so fast. He says the Marshal is Machmir, okay, and he says that with Iru, look at the fourth line of 38. There is Bliya and Mafli by Iru, okay, and that's with the Marshal, and he himself is Machmir. And the Daitin Machmir, he says it depends if there was Shiure Machol Mishneim. The Taz doesn't quite jump on the Marshal's bandwagon completely, okay. So the Marshal is Machmir. Marshal's machmir that an Iroi does affect bleeds can, not like Ramon, that bleeds can affect Iroi, can affect bleeds, okay? But the Taz says it depends. If they're dirty, okay, then it's going to be usher even a cliche, even with Iroi. But if one is dirty and the other is clean, then the clean one's going to be usher because, again, because it was Balea, the Isser, and he makes that chilek, he'll take a look. The Pemugodim, the Primogodim has a different point on that Taz. It's called new base. Primogodim says that a Klisheni can transfer one way but not the other. It can't be both Mavliya and Mafli. So it's going to depend on which is the Benyom, which is not the Benyom. Okay, again, just a few more hours from the post here. The Shach, it's called Yudzayim, says with Iri there's room to make up the Shas at Chak, Mako Hefsev Ruba. Right, he quoted also those who disagree, but. Let's look at the Zion. Irami Klimishon, Dainu Klicham, the Tars Chatas, Shom, the Ben's Marshal Hedja, the Bain Mar Miklisham Bosom Kurak Ben Yomo, Al Klichal of Bain Mar Mamisha Enon, Losha Chobos Shabos, Al Kelm Shabos, Chom Yachaj, Shom Dobam, Yesh Lahater, the Mok, all these cases, Yesh Lahater, Mokum Hefse Baruba, or some other Tzorech, that's what the Shach writes. Okay. But the Taz of Yidgimel makes the chilk we mentioned before, with one is Ben Yom, one is not, which is Bolei Shvat that we saw. What else? Let's see the Shachat. I'll have to finish up in just a moment. The long Shachat is Gotten Chav. He is that Iroi can be Mashal Kedei Klipa. Okay, so the question is, why is that? Is our more Mekel by Iroi? We pass in the Halacha that Iroi is Mevashal, only a little bit, but it is Mevashal something. So why should we make it all the way? With regards to Iri. Okay? The answer is because a Kli cannot be Bolea from another Kli. In other words, Shach, one second. The big Kiddush, sorry, according to the Shach, a Kli is not Bolea from a Kli Sheni. Food can Bolea from a Kli Sheni, but not a Kli. Okay, in the Shach, the text is the big Kiddush. Okay, although this may refer a little to our sinks. Okay, we'll have to come back to that point about our sinks a little later. Finally, let's finish up. We are going over to base. But once something comes out, okay, the reason we'll make those because once the water came out, the water hits the first kli, now it becomes a kli sheni, so it cannot transfer. Right, that's what the Bear Gore said. We'll finish up with 42. I'll do the next time. The Taz, the Dalin quotes this in the Heter. I feel it regular also bias while the application of the Torah six taken. So make a shamala look on mine, and it's on a hook of shamala high so bias yoga. The double kula, okay, basically says, to explain the Ramon, right? He says that we're not worried, even in your house, you automatically do it that way. This started to make them because maybe it wasn't Ben Yomo, and maybe it wasn't, they wanted to do it. We're not sure. Because his case is, we found something. We found something in a drawer, okay? So we found something in a certain place. We thought maybe we lost together. That's the situation, okay? Going on that end of the line, I'll go back to Ramon for 1 second and read this part. Look back at 37. Ramon concludes Sid Gimel by writing, "Nimsa ka'orach levis bein clay basar." Right, that's the old question. You find a flesh utensil in a milking drawer. Okay, like I said, the husband didn't put away, possibly the kids didn't put away, the housekeeper didn't put away. I was supposed to put away. Put the wrong thing in the wrong drawer. Now, lo and behold, you open up the flesh drawer, you find a milk spoon, or put a milk drawer, you find a flesh spoon. A typical type of case. I'm all right. It means a car, whoever is being clean, also. Lo, chashin, and shem, rukum, yachay. You don't have to be chosher. Maybe they're washed together, and that's what they put away. Okay. And the Taz explains why, because you have a sex faker. Okay. First of all, maybe they weren't washed together. Okay. Maybe the taka weren't washed together. And even if they were washed together, maybe one of them wasn't at least one of them wasn't a benyomo, that spoon was, or that pork, whatever it wasn't a benyomo. So that's why we are mikos, alokhamaisim, based on this ramon, and that's a beer of the taz. I feel in regular, but also by the deal with Rishon, we told him to call six faker, sef suffix shemelo hutri mayim, and then so hutko shemelo haisim by silver. That's the reason why we make them to find something in the drawer. Okay, I'm sorry for the interruption, but today. But we'll stop over here. We'll finish these, of course, tomorrow and go on to the next one, which I believe I sent you. Call to.